Let's change tack a little bit and let's talk serious issues. I want to talk about the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. And to do that this afternoon is Erica Du Toit of the National Council of and for Persons with Disabilities. Erica, thank you so much for talking to me on Ga FM this afternoon.
No, thank you. It's wonderful ways to be able to chat to people about things that we think are important.
Well, they are important, so let's get straight into it. December the 3rd is both International Day of Persons with Disabilities, as well as South Africa's National Disability Rights Awareness Day. I want to know, what does this actually mean to you personally, as well as to the NCPD?
Personally, it's a little tricky. Because I've grown up with disability. I have stroke in my family. My mom had a stroke, her dad had several strokes. So for me, raising awareness about disability is a personal thing. It's become a passion of mine, and it's the same really for NCPD. People with disabilities don't get a lot of shall I say airtime. They're not spoken about enough, they're not considered enough, certainly, and they're not, what I like to say, kind of in the front and center of people's minds. And that is what this day is about. It is an international day. It was instituted by the United Nations, and it is about raising awareness on disability. What is disability? What does it mean? Who are people with disabilities? Where does disability lie, and what is the impact of that disability on the individual and their family, and oftentimes their communities as well?
So firstly, thank you for sharing, because I just think it makes it so much easier to bond with somebody when they tell us the personal story. So thank you for that. And as you're talking, I'm thinking disability, my goodness me, it is such a wide concept. I mean, how does one even begin to explain what it does and doesn't encompass? Do you have a definition? Do you have a go-to?
There is a definition.
Really?
So at NCPD, we use the definition that is contained in the white paper on the rights of persons with disabilities. It was approved by Cabinet in 2015, and it's the closest thing South Africa has to a disability. It's a policy.
Okay.
We're hoping at some point that we'll get an act, and you know, the state is in the process of doing that. But that we don't in South Africa have particular legislation that speaks only about disabilities. So the definition oftentimes is angled towards a specific piece of legislation. So if you look at employment equity, it's angled specifically to the workplace. But sure. Of course, disability affects every facet of life. So what the white paper says is, it starts with a very short sentence that says disability is imposed by society.
Wow.
When someone with one of five categories of impairment, it could be a physical impairment, it could be a sensory impairment, like vision and hearing, it could be neurological impairment, intellectual impairment, or a psychosocial impairment. When someone with one of those five categories, or sometimes more than one, is prevented from participating in society on an equal basis, or when whatever that they need in order to participate is withheld from them. I'm paraphrasing it now.
Wow.
And so it means that you can have an impairment, but not necessarily be disabled by it, because disability happens in society. So I wear spectacles, and that is a sensory impairment, but I'm not disabled by it because society doesn't discriminate against me because I wear spectacles. But as if my eyes were to deteriorate to a point where I need a guide dog, for example, and the minute I go to a restaurant or want to climb on a bus or a train, and people say to me, you can't come in because dogs aren't allowed, that is what disables the person. And we hear stories like that all the time. So it is about what society does to prevent people from participating. So it is all about discrimination on the grounds of disability. And that is actually against the law. We do have the what we call the Equality Act, which stipulates that no citizen may discriminate against anyone else on the grounds of disability.
Erica, we seem to be very good in this country in terms of proposing and promulgating laws. I think our laws are up there with some of the best in the world. It's actually
They
enforcing them
are.
or being aware of them where I think we fall down terribly. And one of the things I wanted to ask you today is, I mean, I'm lucky enough to have traveled a little bit. You traveled in the States or wherever it is. There are ramps to get into buildings for people with wheelchair disabilities. There are, and so it goes on. It seems to me that we are so incredibly far behind. What's your take on that?
We are. In the last number of years, we have come a long way. I will say that. We are more accessible now than we ever used to be, but there's still a tremendous amount of work to be done. Even if you just talk about wheelchair access, there are still buildings that are not accessible for wheelchairs. There are still people who think that if you take a plank of wood and you lay it against
You've
there,
complied, yeah.
then you're good to go.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely not so. But unfortunately, because wheelchairs and people who use wheelchairs are so visible, you can't look past a wheelchair. You can easily look past someone who's blind, who perhaps doesn't use any kind of assistive device. It's become now that the wheelchair is the symbol of disability. And so people tend to think of accessibility as wheelchairs getting in and out of a building. And it is much wider than that. So it is about people that have low vision or people that are completely blind. It is about people that have hearing loss, who've lost their hearing, and this is something that we at the NCPD focus a lot on. People with a hearing impairment that don't use a sign language, because that's another stereotype, that if you're deaf, then you use sign language. And the majority of people in South Africa who have that hearing impairment don't use sign language. There are about 4.5 million people.
Are you up
And
against
that
just,
includes,
sorry, I just,
sorry.
I'm just so aware that we're going to run out of time and it doesn't do justice to this subject to talk about it for 10 minutes. I think this is discussion to be brought back for half an hour. But it just dawns on
Yes.
me, are you not up against enormous, enormous opposition just because of the socioeconomics of the country and that we have such need in this country at such basic levels? Is this not considered, I'm not saying I agree with it for one second, but is this not considered a nice to have and a luxury rather than a fundamental human right?
It may be perceived as such, but it isn't. It is about human rights. So all people, no matter whether they can be regarded as having a disability or not, have the right to employment, have the right to education, and furthermore, an equal education. They have the right to live where they want to marry who they want to. But so many times we find those of us that we call able bodies say to people, you may not get married, you may not have children because of. You can't work with us because it's going to cost us too much to accommodate you. And so the arguments go on, which really is a human right. And as soon as we start educating people to even an acceptable level and giving them reasonable work opportunities, then that poverty amongst people with disabilities is just going to perpetuate, and people will not have a chance of bettering their lives.
Erica, I have to bring this to a close, so I want to end on a more positive note. What gives you hope in this space?
Sometimes that's very difficult
It's not the
because
answer I was looking for. I thought you were going to
does
give me a
seem
litany
as
of good
if,
stories, but go on. Let me.
The longer you do this, the more you realize has to be done. And like I say, we are making strides, but it seems as if it's not fast enough. It's not wide enough.
Understand.
But I think what does give me hope is that people with disabilities themselves are coming forward more and more to advocate for themselves. They've been I think historically very disempowered to think that they don't know what they need in life, and that is starting to change. And so people need to represent themselves, and we need to listen to them. We need to invite them to the table, listen to what they have to say. And I think that is where the future lies, the secret lies, is to listen to what people with disabilities say and act on that. And not to leave it up to people like myself, who live with someone that has a disability and has it in my family, but it doesn't affect my own body personally. That I think is what really gives me hope.
Eke de Toy, thank you for your time today. What an interesting discussion. Thank you.